It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The president of Iran is ending a week in New York after a summer of repression in his country. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is fiercely defending himself at a meeting of the United Nations and in an NPR interview with you, Steve Inskeep. So what happened?
Well, we had a lot of questions about Iran's disputed presidential election. You'll recall, Linda, that protesters turned out against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad by the millions. And in the past, he has suggested that foreign influences were involved in the unrest against him and against the Iranian government. When it became clear that protesters were being tortured by security forces, he even suggested that that was part of a foreign design. So all this was naturally a big part of our conversation when we sat down with an interpreter in a New York hotel. Since we last spoke a year ago, I had an opportunity to visit your country. Since that time, early this year, a number of the people whom I spoke with who defended Iran to me have been arrested and placed in prison by your government. I would like to know why people have been placed in prison in recent months for what appear to be political disagreements with you.
I really don't know who the individuals that you speak of are or where they are at the moment. I personally am against anyone being in prison or being arrested for that matter. I do hope that all prisoners are released.
کسی بی دلیل زندان نمیره.
No one goes to prison for no reason at all.
در ایران هیچ کس به خاطر مخالفت با احمدی نژاد در زندان نیست.
In Iran, no one is in prison because of opposing Ahmadi Nejad.
افرادی که شما گفتید اگه اسامیشون رو بدید من از قوه قضاییه بپرسم علت زندانی شدنشون چی هست یا خودتون مستقیم بپرسید پاسخ بده.
But I'll be glad to follow through with the judicial system if you give me the names of the people you speak of.
I will give you one name as an example. Bijan Khajapur is a respected intellectual and businessman in Iran. It was not clear that he played a role in the protests against you, and yet he was one of 100 people who were put on trial simultaneously earlier this summer. Many of the 100 confessed, but according to your former president, Mohammad Khatami, the confessions were obtained under what he called extraordinary conditions. Others have described torture.
در ایران آزادی هست، میتونن حرف بزنن.
In Iran, there's freedom and people can speak their minds.
اون نظر آقای خاتمی است.
That is Mr. Khatami's opinion.
اما قوه قضاییه قوه مستقل است.
But the judicial system is an independent body.
اونها حتما برای اقداماتشون توضیحات قانع کننده داره.
And they, I'm sure, have convincing answers to give for the measures that they take.
اگر بنا بود اونجوری که آقای خاتمی گفتن، الان آقای خاتمی باید در زندان می بود.
If it were the case, really, the way Mr. Khatami described, then he too should have been in prison.
ولی چرا در زندان نیست؟
But then why is he not in prison?
معناش اینه که فقط مخالفت نیست.
So that means that, you know, it's not a sheer act of opposition that sends you to prison
in our country. قضاوت کنم.
I certainly can't be the judge of
individual
acts. I am not a judge in any case.
قاضی در ایران مستقل هست.
Because judges in Iran need to act and operate independently.
در قانون هم پیش بینی شده که اگر کسی زندان رفت چطور میتونه علتش رو متوجه بشه.
And the law does foresee the necessary actions that need to be taken against those who violate it.
You have said you do not wish people to go to prison, and you have said that there is free speech in Iran. Will you publicly and specifically call for the release of the 100 who were convicted en masse at the trial earlier this year? And will you publicly and specifically call for the reopening of the opposition newspapers that have been closed and websites that have been shut down in recent months in Iran?
من مسئول قضاوت در ایران نیستم.
I'm not in charge of judgments in
قوه
Iran.
قوه قضاییه در ایران مستقل هست.
The judicial system in Iran is an independent body
of its قانونه.
Own. And it follows the laws.
من نمیخوام بگم کارهایی که قاضی ها میکنن 100% درسته.
I do not want to say that what actions are taken by the judges are always 100% correct.
اما برای اینکه نظمی در جامعه باشه بالاخره ما باید قضاوت قاضی رو بپذیریم.
But for there to be order in society we have to accept the verdict of the judge.
Do you still believe, as you have said in the past, that foreigners are responsible for the protests against you in Iran as well as the mistreatment and torture of prisoners being held in Iranian custody?
No one has made such claim.
رفتار غربی‌ها مورد شماتت قرار گرفته.
It is the behavior and the policy approaches adopted by the Westerners that was actually questioned.
اونها از بعضی رفتارهای غیر قانونی حمایت کردند.
They endorsed some illegal actions inside the country.
البته بعضی اقدامات هم بود که کاملاً طراحی شده بود.
And of course, having said that, there were measures taken inside the country that were pre-designed as well.
Why have prisoners been mistreated, tortured, and even killed inside Iranian jails, which is something that even some of the highest officials in Iran have acknowledged?
These things did take place, and it is indeed very regrettable. There's a strong belief that this also was a part of a scenario that was pre-designed to destruct the results of the elections.
Are you suggesting, sir, that you have completely lost control of your own government security forces, even within the prisons, that even in the prisons, your enemies are in control and not you?
No, that is not what I am saying.
در آمریکا روزانه چند نفر در زندان ها کشته میشن؟
Tell me, how many people lose their lives in prisons here in the United States on a daily basis?
معناش اینه که دولت آمریکا تسلط خودش رو بر امنیت از دست داده.
If that were to happen, does that mean that the US government has lost control?
یا اگر دو تا پلیس از محل کار خودشون غیبت کنن و تخلف کنن.
Or assume two police officers basically do not show up at work or just decide to violate some internal rules. I mean, in the end of the day, Iran too is a large country,
بزرگ.
A very large country.
ممکنه چند تا مأمور هم تخلفی بکنن.
And there could be a few officers here and there that violate the law.
You have been quoted in the past saying that the security forces are, quote, free from these shameful acts. Are you now acknowledging that members of the security forces, in fact, are involved.
فکر من زدم ذات نیروهای امنیتی ایرانه.
What I spoke of and you quoted me on talks of the inherent capabilities that I believe our security forces possess.
مأموریتی است که برای اونها تعریف شده.
Because they are entrusted with a task that has been defined for them.
قانونه.
That they need to carry out according to the laws of the
country. کسی از این تخلف بکنه قطعاً عضو نیروهای امنیتی نخواهد.
And in my view, if anyone violates them, then they're definitively not a part of our security.
و قانون با او برخورد میکنه.
And then they will be dealt with by our laws.
و ممکنه اخراج بشه.
And they may lose their jobs.
برای همیشه.
For good.
That's Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaking yesterday in New York City. Part of a wide-ranging conversation, we heard a discussion of the Holocaust last night and All Things Considered. And Linda, we also asked about some upcoming talks on Iran's nuclear program.
And what did he say?
He was evasive. He's made it clear that Iran will propose buying enriched uranium from the United States as what they describe as a confidence-building measure. This would be uranium for medical purposes only. But when we asked about some of the details of this, Ahmadinejad actually denied one of the quotes that had been attributed to him elsewhere.
So do you think there's likely to be any kind of progress at these talks?
Well, it's unpredictable, but it's going to be tough, especially because of some news we've learned about just since this interview yesterday. Iran has told the United Nations Nuclear Agency that it's running a new, previously undeclared facility to enrich uranium. That's according to the Associated Press. This is in addition to the enrichment facilities that were already known about and already being monitored by a United Nations Nuclear Agency. So there's going to be even more to debate at those talks in October than was known. Now, you can find the full audio and a complete transcript of the interview with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad by going to our website at npr.org.